Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Ha'am B'Yakav Shom Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Yutches. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings, according to Rav Meir, that says that the water checks her for the future. Don't tell me that Rav Meir says she'im titome ma'im boitkim oysu me'achshav, that she does become tome in the future, the water will check her from now. Ella, but when she will come tome, the water will check her then. So all the Meforshim were bothered. What was the Hava meaning of the Gemara? That according to Meir, the water will check her for the future. You want to tell me the water checks her for something she didn't do based on what's going to happen in the future? So brings the Prius Yosef over here. And so brings the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samech Vov. And the Minchas Chinuch adds, we know the rule, the Gemara tells in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin. Ba'asher Husham, you learn from there, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is dan the Adam l'fi ma'isa shebo yisasho. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not dan a person based on the future. Maybe just to add to this, that the Meforshim already point out, that we do find a din based on the future, and that's why Ben Tzoyi Rumoire. A Ben Tzoyi Rumoire nidu l'shem soifoi. So even though the kid just started doing something bad, we judge him based on the future. So that's already a big question the Meforshim asked, a big raid in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin. Do we judge a person based on now or based on the future? One answer, the Maharal's answer, is that there's a difference between based in Shilmalo and based in Shilmato. Based in Shilmato, they could judge a person based on the future, and even though he didn't do anything right now, and that's what happens with Ben Tzoyi Rumoire. But based in Shilmalo, they judge only based on what it is right now, Ba'asher Husham. So there in the Shur Machshava and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin, we explained, what will be the Savaro, that Beis Shemala don't go based on the future, and Beis Shemala do go based on the future? So one simple way we explained is that Beis Shemala cannot go based on the future. Because if so, ain't no davar soif. Every baby who's born, right away, will be punished for everything he will do. Beis Shemala means we don't really know the future. Beis Shemala judging based on the facts that we know that are presented to us at the moment. If you have your Ben Tzoyi Rumoire, it looks like it's going to be bad. The Torah gave you shus to punish him based on the future. Based on Shema, to have a healthy assumption that something bad is going to happen. But based on Shema, they know the future. How can anybody have any chance if we know if a person is being punished right away for everything that's going to happen in the future? So based on that, the Minchas Chinuch asks, based on Shema, the Roi V'Rachamah, because Shmuel has never punished somebody based on the future. So why here there's a Havani of the Gemara that will punish someone based on the future? So the Minchas Chinuch answers, and so says the Miroi Mesode, the Netziv, that obviously we're not punishing the Isha for something based on the future right now. That was not even a Hava Amina. But the question was, how does the Mesoita work, the one that she's taking right now? Isn't she drinking now, and once she'll do an Aveir in the future, then she'll be punished for the drinking that she did right now? Or when she drinks now, nothing happens for the future? Just when the future comes, then it's considered to be that as if she drank. And what's the nafka mina? The nafka mina is, says in the Chaschino, says in the Merim Esadeh, if the husband did something wrong in between. We know that if the husband does an aveiro, so then the mind don't check his wife. So if the drinking is happening now, and for something that she will do an aveiro later, then she'll be checked. So even if the husband did an aveiro in between, she drank it before the aveiro. But if the pshat is that it's considered to be that she drank later, so if the husband did an aveir in between, the mayim will not check his wife. And that's what the Gemara concludes, it's considered to be as if she drank later. That's what Rashi says, when we talk about it as if it came back into her throat, meaning as if she's drinking then, not right now. And with this, some of the Achrayim, the Gevur Yitzchok and others, say that's kipshat in Tosis Amud Aleph. If you look at Tosis at the end of Amud Aleph, Tosis quotes Yerushalmi. So he says, what the Yerushalmi says, Rameir did not say that the water checks her from now. Ela amayim pekudim bo, the water is in her. Lekeshiti tomen, which becomes tomen, amayim boizkim oiso lemafreya. Then the water checks her lemafreya. So many of the Achrayim, the Rashash, and others say, what is Tosis saying? That's exactly what our Gemara said in Amud Beis. Tosis says, look at the Yerushalmi. Isn't that our Gemara that we just quoted now? Says the Gevur Yitzchok, no, that will be the difference. Our Gemara now, based on Michas Chinuch, based on the Miramis Sada, says that the water does not check her retroactively. It's considered to be as if she's drinking now. Since today's Yishinah, the Yushalmi says differently. The Yushalmi says checking her Lemafreya goes back to when she drank it before. There's a machlekes between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. So according to this pshat of the Michas Chinuch, the Miramis Sada, we have a clear pshat in the difference between the Bavli and Yushalmi. And once again, for sure that there's no Aveh Amina, that the water will check her based on the deeds that she'll do in the future. And check out the He'orus of Rav Eliashiv. He brings another Mahalach, and we posted it here on the source sheet of this shir. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.